All right, Mr. Parker, Chairman of the Indiana Democratic Party. What did you know, Mr. Chairman, and when did you know it?
Well, I was fully prepared to run an aggressive campaign up until this weekend. And the senator called me and gave me his reasons for not running. Obviously, I tried to change his mind, but the concerns that you heard today, he shared with me. And now I'm just trying to regroup and move forward with and try to nominate the strongest possible candidate that the Democratic Party can.
Senator Bayh talked about perhaps a couple people in mind easily for you all to sort of coalesce around, become a united party. I'm assuming you probably had a busy 48 hours.
Well, I've had a busy morning. And number one, I was researching the law, make sure that we follow the procedures of state statute and the Indiana Democratic Party rules. And, we're going to nominate, hopefully, the strongest possible candidate as possible. And I think as a party, we will coalesce around whoever that person is and move forward.
With Evan Bayh not on the ticket, does that make your job easier, more difficult? Because obviously there's an anti-incumbent trend out there, but he also had $13 million in the bank and mid-50s re-election.
Obviously, Evan Bayh was a very strong candidate for re-election. My belief he was going to win. That didn't play into his decision because if you don't want a job, you shouldn't run for it. So if your heart's not in it, don't do it because you can't fool the people of Indiana.
When did you find out from the senator that he was not going to run again? Did you ask him, was there any discussions on the timing of this decision to give the state party more control over who appears on the ballot in November?
Well, the deadline for petitions to be submitted are tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see to see what happens with that. Moving forward from there, the process, according to state statute and party rule, is that if no one files, that the members of the State Central Committee of the Democratic Party will come together and coalesce behind a nominee for the fall. This doesn't work for you, but it works for them. The process does not allow for a person to be on the primary ballot. There would be a vacancy for that. The process that the Democratic Central Committee could do would be filling the vacancy for the fall.
Right. So you can do that before the primary?
I can do it at any point after the 19th. It must be done as a deadline by June 30th.
Do you have any sense of how long it will take, do you think, to fill the vacancy?
Since we are assuming there is one, we've started that process today. We're going to come together as a party. There will be a lot of discussions with a lot of our allies in interest groups and a lot of our elected officials involved. For everybody, there's 32 voting members of the State Central Committee, and we'll get all of those names on the party website. So they're there now, but they're on a back page, and we'll get it onto the front.
Was there any discussion with Senator Bayh before this past weekend about him leaving that seat and having to come up with a replacement?
No. If you wanted to play politics with this, he easily could have just filed and then withdrew before next Monday. That's the deadline to withdraw for the primary. But he felt like since he made the decision that he needed to make it public today.
Yeah, there have been some questions about whether Senator Bayh was able to get signatures. For a lot of people having problems in the 9th District, were signatures ever an issue?
No. We have over 7,000 signatures back in my office. Abdul, if you want to come look at them. I have not only the signatures, but I also have his notarized candidacy form in my office.
Would we be waiting a couple weeks before we saw a candidate, or a couple months?
Nikki, the first deadline is tomorrow. Petitions have to be behind you is the Marion County voter registration person, Terry Burns. He can give you more information on the process of how petitions are certified, but tomorrow by noon is the deadline for petitions to be submitted. We can't do it before Friday. We have to have we need to know that there's a vacancy first. One notice for a state central committee meeting is 7 days. Every committee member has to be notified 7 days before we get together.
Any concern at all that a surprise candidate shows up with 4,500 petition signatures on Friday?
It's possible. given the fact that Mr. Coates announced 10 days ago and has been paying people to do it, and it's taken him 10 days to do it, probably not probable that someone could get it done in 24 hours, given the fact that there's a snowstorm across Leslie's part of the state.
And the woman from Bloomington, Tamara DiPolito, does not have them as part of the
unit. As far as I know, based on my conversations with county clerks and voter registration officials from across the state, there's been no one who's submitted petitions to date. But obviously, you know, we have to wait till tomorrow's deadline first, and then see what happens.
Have any Democrats already contacted you since the news leaked out this morning?
I have not asked anyone to run.
Someone asked you, they like to run.
No one has informed me that they are planning to.
Has anybody been intermediary for anyone?
Not anyone from the Indiana Democratic Party.
What does this do, Dad, at the end of the day, though, for November? I mean, granted, you can have a competitive Republican primary, but what does this do for Democrats? I mean, how important is it for you guys to pick somebody quick, rally around them, give them a bunch of money, a bunch of cash, and keep going after Dan Coates?
Well, we need to nominate the strongest possible candidate first, rally around that person, and get a campaign up and running very quickly. I don't think it changes the dynamics for November. If Mr. Coates is successful in the Republican primary, it's still going to be about what he's done over the last 12 years. And whoever our candidate is, it's going to be the positions and issues that they think is going to move this country forward.
Given that.